Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100 plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000 plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16-gigabyte Pen Friend has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachie could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to the community. Partner with us to bridge the gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.org. This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
There's no stopping us now. That's right. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and we're back with the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour. We're live from Orlando, Florida. And we've been talking to Paul Ressler. Paul Ressler, you still there?
I am here. Yes, sir.
You know, before I go into any more questions and my trivia, I just have to mention one thing. The reason why I played that song, Smile, Nat King Cole, because a lot of people might forget who he was. And later on, and not tomorrow, not next week, maybe a month from now, I'm going to ask a trivia question. And it's going to revolve around Nat King Cole. So if you listen, he's one of the two men that I'll be talking about, Nat King Cole. The other one, well, we'll talk about that later, too. Anyway, we've been talking to Paul Ressler. Paul?
Yes.
I'm going to do my trivia, and then I'm going to ask you some things also.
Okay.
So, first of all, it's trivia time, trivia time, trivia time. Who is singing this song? Everybody should know this one. Who's singing it? 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? Everybody should know the song. Everybody should know who is singing. 407-894-1680. Everybody should know the song. Who's singing it? 407-894-1680. Hey, Paul.
Yes.
One thing you didn't mention. You didn't say anything about you. You have a show, a radio.
That you, oh, yes.
Music show that you do a radio.
Sure. I can talk about that.
Why don't you talk about a couple minutes about that, what you do.
Sure. Okay.
About your music.
I am a lover of music, particularly R&B, right up Michael's alley, R&B and soul music. So growing up, and I play and have lots of 45 RPM records in my possession, and I just always loved the early R&B doo-wop and then later into soul music. So I always wanted to have my own radio program. And I wanted to do that when I was retired. Unfortunately, a curveball was thrown at me, and I had to learn to do it a little different way. So I have a soul show, soul music program. We're on once a week on three different internet radio stations. And we play soul music. It's called the Soul Posse. And I am the sheriff of the Soul Posse. And
how'd they get a hold of you? How'd I listen?
Oh, I'm on a couple pretty cool radio stations. One is Doo-Wop Cafe Radio. Just go to Doo-Wop Cafe and you can look for the shows we're on. every Tuesday from 1 to 3 p.m. on Tuesdays. And I'm on a couple other stations. One is a college station in at the College of New Jersey. I'm on Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. So if you're interested, WTSR is the college station, College of New Jersey, and then Doo-Wop Cafe Radio. And it's a blast. I love the music, and I think the love for the music comes through during the show. So if you can get in touch with me or get in touch with Michael or write down that information, love to for you to listen.
Well, we have you back. You can talk more about it. Next time you come back, we'll have you back. Okay. Come back. We'll have you back soon, and you talk more about it when you come back.
Okay.
Anybody calling in for trivia?
When he doesn't answer, you know they're there.
They must be there. 407-894-680.
Yeah. That's okay. So I do. I have one call, and I just got off, but that was Valerie calling back. So I had to break it down for her.
She found us.
Right. She back in. She ready to go. She ready to work. Right. She ready to work.
Yeah. That's funny.
So, but
did she win before? Valerie.
Yeah, she just won.
She just won.
She has to wait 30 days to win again.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
We didn't tell her about
that. We should say that every week.
Yeah. In case you'd like to know, folks, once you win a trivia only, then you have to wait 30 days to win again. You can't call in every week. You have to wait 30 days to win again. That's only for trivia. You can call in all the time to say hello or whatever other questions we have. But for trivia, you have to wait 30 days. You have to give someone else an opportunity to win too. So, any other callers? Well, no, but I'm surprised. Everybody should recognize that voice.
I didn't know who it was. I really didn't.
You didn't know who it was?
No, I didn't. The person that I thought it was, that wasn't it.
It wasn't Frank Sinatra.
No, I was more into the 60s, like the Beach Boys. I thought it was one of the members from the Beach Boys.
Am I allowed to make a guess?
The Beach Boys can only sing that good.
Beach Boys.
I cannot believe people don't know.
But okay. I do have our friend Linda from Bayside, New York on the phone.
Well, then let me give it to Linda then. Linda. From Bayside, yeah. Long Island, you're up,
she
Linda.
Needs her subway fix.
Right. She me and, we're in the same subway boat.
Linda, Bayside, you're up.
Can you
hi, Linda,
okay?
From Bayside, Long Island.
Yes, we're Bayside, New York. And we were on Long Island today, as a matter of fact.
So who do you think, who is singing?
What?
Who do you think was singing that song?
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Who did you think was singing that song?
Billy Joel.
Yay.
Yeah, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway coming your way to Bayside. Subway is coming to Bayside via Linda.
Much.
Linda,
give
your name and address. So we'll send you a $10 gift card from Subway. Linda, how you
I
doing in Subway?
What?
I said, how you and Subway doing?
Oh, yeah, we're doing fine. Thank you. Everything's good.
Enjoy. Thanks for calling in. See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Linda, hold on one moment, all right?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go to break in 1 minute.
Well, we're heard all over the world. Today you heard from Long Island. You heard from New Jersey. You heard from Georgia. I like to hear some other places around the country, around the world.
I wonder if
the Blind and Beyond radio show. What? What are you saying, Paul?
I'm wondering if they could hear us in Vietnam.
Yeah, they could. Yeah, they could stream us in Vietnam. Yeah.
All you got to do is say. All you got to do is say, "Good morning, Vietnam."
Yeah, good morning, Vietnam. Yes.
When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to our next guest.
Okay.
From Eastside.
We're going to go to break. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, we are.
We're going to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Michael. But don't go away.
Yeah. On
have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
We're worldwide leaders for mobility products. Life is always changing, and we understand the need to stay in motion for all events. We have your canes covered for all your everyday outings, colored canes for your special occasions, and adventure tips to help you explore the great outdoors. Nothing should hold you back. And a mobile way of life is what we strive to deliver at Ambutech. You can reach Ambutech by going to our website at www.ambutech.com, by email at orders@ambutech.com, or by phone at 1-800-561-3340. If you haven't already tried one of our canes, give us a call and grow with us. We'd love to hear from you.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. Yes, yes, this is Michael, your host. That's right, believe it or not. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. For those that are turning in for the first time, say, what is this all about? We say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. Hope you like the show. We're here to entertain you. We're trying to educate you and try to inform you. That's right. That's our mission. So if you're listening for the first time, I hope you enjoy the show. Paul, you enjoying the show?
Of course. Of course.
Lynn, you're up.
Okay. Well, some of you might know this gentleman and some of you might not. So I'd like to introduce, just in case you don't know him, our friend Gary Foster. And Gary is the outreach advocate at eSight Eyewear, one of our wonderful sponsors. Welcome, Gary.
Hi, nice to be back.
Nice to have you back.
Nice to have you back, Gary.
So what's going on up there in Canada, Gary?
Well, I just got back from a week in Quebec City, where I attended a convention with ophthalmologists, and it was very, very exciting. We're really gaining traction with you know, getting our name out there. And now we've actually got doctors, ophthalmologists that are seeking us out to get more information. And we're partnering with a lot of these doctors now, where they will, you know, recommend the us to their patients if they want to, you know, find out more about eSight. And it's as simple as if the doctor thinks that that patient is a candidate, they send us the information. We reach out to that client or that patient. We send them a unit for a week to 10 days to try it in their own home, in their own world environment. We supply the training and everything else that goes with it so that they can properly assess the device to see what it will do for them. If it works for them, and if it was through a referral process through any clinic, they will enjoy $1,000 off the regular price of the device. So it's exciting for us to get more and more people you know, getting their hands on this technology. And it's great to know that the doctors are now looking at this as, you know, when you can't do any more for someone with AMD or retinal diabetic or whatever, there's a whole bunch of them, I can't remember.
Gary,
them, but when the doctor can no longer do anything, he can refer them to us, and maybe we can give them a level of sight back.
Gary, this is Michael. For those folks who are listening for the first time.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Gary. Listen, for the folks who are listening for the first time, if you can explain a little bit about what it's all about, that would be good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What the glasses, what they're all about.
Yeah, eSight is a wearable device. It's for people with central vision loss primarily. And what this device allows, for example, in my case, my acuity is 2400. But when I wear eSight, I actually see 20/20. I can read to the bottom of the eye chart. And what it does, it's a wearable headgear that a camera picks up the image and processes it through a set of algorithms and presents it to the eyes through two liquid digital display screens right in front of each eye. And what that enables is more information is getting through the eye and reaching to the brain than it would normally. So if I'm looking at someone across the table from me without my eSight, typically they don't have a face. When I put on my eSight, I can count their eyelashes. It's absolutely amazing technology. And I've been wearing it since 2015. And this model that I'm wearing now is the fourth version. We're always upgrading and taking advantage of new technology. But what it does is it basically makes it possible for people with central vision loss to get either all of their central vision available to them or, depending on their condition, most of it back. So the best example I can say to all of you out there with AMD, you know, one thing that would be impossible to do would be to thread a needle. I can thread a needle with ease with my eSight eyewear. I wouldn't have a hope without it. So it's wireless. It's something that you wear, and it's very, very powerful.
So the whole thing is you have to have what eyesight to use?
Some eyesight.
You have to have some eyesight.
Yes. You have to have peripheral vision, which most people with AMD have a level of peripheral vision. They just don't have central vision. And what this does is it takes advantage of your peripheral vision, your parafoveal vision, and any nerves that will still fire in your eyes that wouldn't typically get enough information to send to the brain. With eSight, a lot more of those now are getting enough information to send to the brain, and it fills in the blanks. So if you're totally blind, this would not help you. If you have something like retinitis pigmentosa, where you have no peripheral vision, just a very narrow central vision, this device doesn't do much for that either. It basically works for people with AMD who have lost their central vision, but still have a level of peripheral vision. And it doesn't matter if it's dry AMD or wet AMD. It's excellent for Stargardt's, diabetic retinopathy, albinism. I'm not a doctor, so I don't remember all of the different maladies that it's good for, but simpler to say that it's great for people with central vision loss.
If there's any question, now's the time to call in and ask Gary. So if you have any questions, call Gary now, 407-894-1688. If you have any questions about eSight, call in now and ask Gary, 407-894-1688. If you have any questions, ask about eSight. Now's the time, 407-894-1680.
I'd be happy to answer any questions about eSight. And if there are people out there listening in and they have members of their family that might require this, you can get all the information you need at www.eSightEyewear.com. And they've got a fantastic website. There's all kinds of testimonials. We're completely accredited through the Johns Hopkins Society. As a matter of fact, the VA in the States now, they provide them to eligible candidates in the States. I think that's wonderful. We're not covered by insurance yet, but it's something that we're always striving for. But let me tell you, it changed my life. Absolutely. I'm totally.
But you also have financing. But you also have financing.
In the States, there's financing, yes. And I think it's as little as $199 a month, the financing that's in the States. And the full price in the States is $6,950. But if you talk to your doctor and he refers you to us, they'll take $1,000 off that $6,950. And I think that's fantastic. Really helps.
How long does it take someone to get used to the glasses, Gary, generally speaking?
Well, I was a coach for a long time before I retired. And so I train people every day, 8-9 hours a day. And depending on if you're a good candidate for eSight, pretty much after about 3 coaching calls, maybe 4 coaching calls, you're good to go. But I can tell you that this is an age-related malady. And so I had a lot of patients that were in their 80s and 90s. Now, they're not usually very tech savvy, but it would just take maybe an extra couple of calls. But the beautiful part about our training program is that once you're assigned a coach, that's your coach for as long as you wear eSight. So he has all of your information on his computer. He wears eSight. He's legally blind, just like me. He's certainly aware of what people have gone through as they've lost their sight. And he sticks with you as a patient. So even after your training's done, if you have a question 6 months later or a year later, when you call into eSight, you get that same coach, and he'll bring you up on his computer. He'll have all of your training records right now. So how long does it take? It really depends on the individual, but I'd say probably 3 or 4 calls. I've certainly had some people that really struggled to learn because they weren't tech savvy. It helps if there's someone in the home that can help them out. But I've never had a client that I didn't get them to where they needed to be completely independent.
Gary. And
we will take the time to do that.
Gary, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Is this a true statement? You don't pay for it until it works. I mean, if the glasses don't work, you don't pay for it.
If the glasses don't work, and if it was referred through your doctor, all training for the initial setup, shipping, handling, and everything is free. So when we send it to you and you get hooked up with a coach and you get taught how to use it while it's in your home for that week to 10 days, if you decide that it's not for you, you just tell your coach, and all of the information is supplied with the unit, packaging and everything, for you to ship it back. And the shipping is covered by us. So there's no fee, no risk when it's recommended through a physician. If someone does it on their own, if they reach out to us on their own without a doctor's referral, then of course they wouldn't get the $1,000 off, and they would be charged $250 for the shipping, handling, and instruction. So it's great if you can get it done through your doctor, but if not, it's still doable. You're just going to have to pay that $250 for all of the training and the shipping and handling.
This is Paul. I'm the guest today.
Hi, Paul.
How you doing, Gary?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. I have a question. I'm a VA guy.
Okay.
And I was wondering, I don't hear about this that much through the VA that I work through in New Jersey. And I'm wondering if there's a way we could kind of encourage more vets who qualify to, you know, to get involved in this program, because the VA usually will pay the full cost of the product.
Which is true. That's wonderful. Getting the message out is something that I find incredible. Given that I've worn this thing now for 8 years, and given what it's done for me, given me my independence back, I'm still amazed that I meet doctors at conferences that haven't even heard of eSight. I mean, it's better every year. I have far more doctors coming wanting more information than coming saying they'd never heard of it. But I would say for the vets out there, if they contact their administrator and engage in a conversation, you know, I don't know how else to reach a broad audience of vets, but I can tell you that it is growing. I mean, it's becoming more known at a faster rate than it ever was before, and I think that's largely because I attend probably a half a dozen conferences all over the United States every year, and so we're getting more and more exposure all the time. And I mean, even in my regular life, Paul, everywhere my wife and I go, people will often say, "What's that on your head?"
Yeah.
and you know, and of course, we'll talk to anybody about it because it's done so much for me. My family's as excited about it as I am because of what it's done for them. So we'll talk to anybody about it. We've been on, tell you what, you want to be a rock star? Wear one of these on a cruise ship.
I have a suggestion.
Yes.
If you could get in touch with the National VFW, you know, Veterans of Foreign War.
Uh-huh.
I think this is something that they'd like to know about and could really encourage people to get involved. So National VFW.
I'm just writing that down. National. And I'll get this information to Roland. Roland would have been on the call today. But he's on vacation, and he's our sales manager. And what else is he? He's a sales manager and our marketing manager. So say that again. It's National
VFW, Veterans of Foreign War. VFW. They're located, I think, in Illinois.
Okay, I'm just making a note of that. Okay, we can certainly reach out.
Okay. Well, Gary, why don't you give out the website one more time before we say goodnight?
Okay. It's www.esighteyewear.com. And eSight, E-S-I-G-H-T, E-Y-E-W-E-A-R. So eSight Eyewear is all one word, .com. And there's tons of information on that website. We're really everywhere now. We're all over Facebook. We're all over YouTube. It's gratifying to see the support and the recognition that we're getting now. It means more people are going to have access to this technology, and that's great.
And you're on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. And I will be again.
And you will be again. Yeah. Again.
Yes.
Look, if you miss any part of it, eSight, well, that's on our show. It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Go look at our webpage, and you can see eSight, all the information. Go sponsor page, and you'll see eSight.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary Foster, for calling in and coming.
Thanks for having me, folks, and I wish everybody good luck.
Thank you. Same to you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. All right, we better go to break.
We're going to go to break. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's CONCERTO study.com.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Did you know over 80 million people worry about bladder or bowel leaks? Many feel isolated, even helpless, especially when absorbent underwear bought in stores don't work. They leak. Well, North Shore brand adult diapers has come to the rescue with reassuringly strong protection for even the heaviest control problems. North Shore was founded to empower people to live with the freedom and dignity they deserve. North Shore adult diapers stay dry for up to 12 hours for all day or all night protection. That's three times longer than the store brands. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order. That's NorthShore.com. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order and start living life worry-free.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision Nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to the community. Partner with us to bridge the gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.org.
Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100 plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000 plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16 gigabyte Pen Friend has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. A truly happy person is the person who can enjoy the scenery on a detour.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. And for those who don't know it, this is the only, let me say this again nice and slow, the only commercial radio show in the world for the visually impaired and blind. That's right. 30% of our audience is sighted, 70% is visually impaired and blind, and welcome to the sighted as well, 30%. We have a guest that's trying to get on.
Well, she's in there. Eliana, if you can hear us, please unmute yourself.
Hi.
Oh, there you
are. There you
are.
There you are.
Okay. Well, let me introduce her properly. So I heard through the grapevine that you are a goalball Paralympian yes. player, and you're calling in from Oregon?
I'm actually calling in from Indiana. I'm from Oregon, but I've been living in Indiana because that's where our training site is.
Okay.
So you're from Oregon, but living right now in Indiana?
Indiana.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And me, Paul, our guest co-host.
Hi, Eliana. How are you?
Good. Hi, Paul.
So what is a global? Tell me, what is a global? What is that?
So goalball is a sport specifically for blind and visually impaired athletes. It was created after World War II for blinded veterans, and it became a Paralympic sport in 1976. The biggest adaptation is every athlete wears eye shades to block out vision. So no matter where you are in the visual spectrum loss, it's completely equalized. So vision's eliminated from the game, and the ball has bells in it, and the court is tactile, string with tape over it. And your
what kind of game is it?
Well, it's called goalball.
What are the mechanics of the game?
Yes, yes. So I was getting there. I was trying to do kind of the explaining the what makes it adaptive for the blind.
Right,
so
right.
It's 3-on-3, and when you're on offense, you're throwing the ball underhand as hard as you can to the other side of the court. You probably at the elite level are at like 35, 40 miles an hour, and the ball is 3 pounds, so it's heavy and it's moving fast. And on defense, you're low to the ground and you explode and block it with your body. So it's very like high contact impact sport.
Wow. How did you get involved in that, Eliana?
So I grew up loving sports. I was born with my vision impairments and I am the middle child of two brothers. So I grew up always trying to compete with them and be involved with sports, but with a vision impairment, you know, you can't keep up the same way you want to. And I was always feeling frustrated. I tried sports like soccer and couldn't track the ball. And just, it was very frustrating. And I was very fortunate when I was about 15 years old, a Paralympian at the time moved to Oregon and worked at the college at Portland State College. And we crossed paths and she was like, we have practice of the sport goalball every week. You should try it. And I was like, what is this sport? But I'm always down to try something new. So that's kind of how it started.
Is that a global or gold ball?
So it's funny you say that. We actually have shirts that say like five different ways of saying it, because everyone's like, is it glow ball, gold ball, gold ball? So it's goal, like G-O-A-L, and then ball. So one word, goal.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to get it into the goal, Paul.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, Eliana, do you wear
equipment? Do you wear any kind of equipment?
So the basic equipment, knee pads, hip pads, elbow pads, because we're throwing our bodies on the ground. Some people will wear like shin guards or some more, but those are kind of the basic equipment.
Okay.
And do you have like backup teams? So you take turns, because you said there's only three on offense and three on defense for the whole game?
Yeah, well, so three on each side of the court at a time. A full team is six. So at the Paralympics, we'll take six people on a team, and then you can have up to three subs.
So it's a women versus women or?
Yes. Yeah. So we have a U.S. women's team and a U.S. men's team.
Gotcha.
So I got your name from British Blind Sports.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. I just did an interview with them about a month ago.
Yeah. They said they asked us if we would like to have you on. I said, sure.
So
and we've.
I was going to say, the interview I did with them, so with Goalball, is everyone familiar with Paralympics? Should I explain that?
I think you should explain it. I'm sure there's many that are not.
Okay, so the Paralympics are parallel to the Olympic Games, but they're for athletes with physical impairments. So that's where you have wheelchair rugby, wheelchair basketball, sitting volleyball, and then Goalball is one of our sports, para swimming, para track. And so we are training right now to qualify to go to Paris next summer for the 2024 Paralympic Games. And our next qualification event is in Birmingham, England in August.
How do you get funded?
So we have funding through a couple sources. One major source is through the US Olympic and Paralympic Training Center, which is in Colorado Springs. So we get funded just like any other Olympic sport. And then our national governing body is the United States Association of Blind Athletes, USABA, and they also provide funding.
So do they cover your personal expenses as well?
Any international competition or travel we have covered. And then we have resources at our Paralympic training site in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Okay. Great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So your goal is not no pun intended, to get there in August, you said, to Birmingham in England?
So, yes, our goal in England is to win first place and secure our spot for Paris. So you have to qualify for the Paralympics, just like for any Olympic sport, you have to get qualified. And there's eight spots total right now for goalball, and three are already filled. So there's only five more spots, and we're trying to get Team USA qualified.
Wow. Well, we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you ever get any TV support? Your TV? Do you ever get on TV, basically, for people to watch?
Yeah. So we're getting more and more coverage with Paralympics. In 2016 in Rio, we got very minimal coverage. But for the Tokyo 2020 games, because of COVID, and they were pushed out a year, and there was no spectators allowed at the games, there was a lot more coverage. So NBC streamed all of our games. And you can even go on YouTube and look up the highlights of some of our more exciting games.
Fabulous.
So how can people find out more information about you and your team?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have Facebooks for both the USA Women and USA Men's team. So it's just USA Women's Goalball, USA Men's Goalball. Also through the United States Association of Blind Athletes, USABA has a ton of resources on the national team, how to get involved on a just club level, how to volunteer if you want to get involved with refereeing or being a part of setting up tournaments. So those are your big main resources, would be USABA and then our Facebook pages.
Well, we wish you best of luck, Eliana, and we hope you win and you get one of those. Well, how many spaces you said are left? Three or five?
Five are left. Three.
Five are left.
Yeah.
So good luck. Please stay in touch and let us know about your progress.
Yeah.
It was great to talk to you tonight. Absolutely. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us and good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Take care, Eliana.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. I want to listen a little more to Paul. Paul, what else you got to say for yourself, Paul? Paul.
Well, let's see. What else do I have to say for myself? I guess I'm hoping that if there are any Vietnam vets out there, maybe they could get in touch and we could communicate, especially anybody from the 1st Air Cavalry. I know that there are a lot of people listening, and be great to make contact with some of my buddies. I'm thrilled with this show. I've been listening now. You know, I learned about Blind and Beyond on Philadelphia Sports Talk Radio, WIP. Remember, Michael?
Yep.
You called in once, and they asked you the question, can you tell us about yourself and how you overcame something in your life and became successful? And I heard that. And ever since I heard that, I've been listening to the radio show.
Yeah, well, I call in. If I'm not like my listeners, I called in. They asked a question. I thought it was relevant to me, and I called in. And thank goodness, let's just say Paul heard it. Maybe some other people heard it, but Paul heard it, and now he's a listener of Blind and Beyond radio show.
That's right.
And by the way, for those who don't know, WIP is a Philadelphia sports channel that I stream here almost every night. They talk about Phillies baseball, Philadelphia Eagle. They talk about all Philadelphia sports. Since I am a Philadelphia person and I love my Philadelphia teams, I listen to WIP.
I listen too. I'm not a Philadelphia person. I'm actually a Dodger fan, but I listen.
What are you, a Dodger fan?
You got it. For 73 years, Michael.
No
Brooklyn
kidding.
Brooklyn Dodgers.
That's
I'm
something.
Still listening.
What about football?
New York Giants.
Oh my God. So how come you don't listen to WFAN?
In New York?
Yeah.
I do.
Oh.
For football. I listen to the Dodgers on MLB radio. You know, I'm able to, with, you know, my ability to use my phone and my voiceover, I can find these things. I push pretty hard to be able to participate in the things I love in life. And I continue to do that. Hey, we're going to win it this year.
they got to beat the best team. Last year, they couldn't beat us.
Who?
The Phillies.
The Dodgers lost to the Padres, for God's sake.
I know, but the Philadelphia were national champs. Philadelphia last year was national champs.
We lost to the Padres, a team that we beat 12 out of 14 times during the regular season. So
it doesn't count until you go to the
playoffs. Yep.
Playoffs.
Yes. Yep.
You know, I just wanted to remind you and Paul that Paul will be on the air next week, but in a different role. Remember that, Paul?
I have not forgotten, yes.
Okay, well, you know, before we, and I'll let you two chat again with Chris, but I wanted to remind everybody to join us next week. We're going to have a little bit different type of show. Our co-host will be Gary Sinclair, and our special panel of guests will include Harshid Trivedi. He goes by Hershey, but his name is Harshid Trivedi, Paul Ressler, Nigel Ricards, excuse me, and Kerry Giesbrecht from British Columbia, Canada. And the topic will be being blind and what living independently means to you. What do you do to help achieve your own independence?
And our sighted people should listen to this show because everybody thinks about independence, everybody. So the question is, what makes you think you're independent? Or if you want to be independent,
we should welcome the sighted people to call in.
Absolutely. Sighted people can call in.
It's going to be about with the panel.
We love sighted people calling in.
Yeah. So back to you, folks. To you and Paul and Chris.
So, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Glad you came on board.
Are we finished?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Oh.
I just wanted to get my two cents in before the show was over.
Almost finished.
I'm consider myself fortunate that I picked up on the show on WIP because I would never known about it. And you guys do a wonderful job. I'm very impressed with Lynn, especially, not you, so Michael.
I'll never hear the end of that one.
Oh, and it's going to be archived tonight.
Yeah. I'll never hear the end of it.
I apologize to everybody for coughing on the air. You're not supposed to do that in radio world. I'm sorry, but we are unorthodox.
Yeah, but I agree with you too, Paul.
Yeah, she's great.
She's the best. She's the best.
You're
the hostess with the mostest. I'm very fortunate.
You're a lucky man.
I agree. I'm a lucky guy. I've always said it. Before I was blind, I said it, and while I'm blind, I said it, and these days when I'm not so well, I say it all the time. I tell her.
Michael taught me about Plan B, Paul. I mean, when I met him, he was in the garment industry, and I turned into a designer.
Right.
I mean, I was doing tennis clothing, and then I went into the menswear, designing the two-piece sets and the suits for high fashion suits for some celebrities. And then Michael lost his sight, and here we are on the radio. So
yeah,
we go with the flow.
Plan B's.
Plan B. Yeah. What was that expression you always say? You have to learn how to turn on a dime.
Right.
Yeah.
True.
Chris Shaw, are you there?
I'm here.
No, Chris Shaw.
Chris Shaw, you there?
Oh. Well, it's a new Chris Shaw, so yeah, we both here.
New Chris
Shaw. Hey, Paul. Thank you all so much. Appreciate each and every last one of you guys. Always do a fantastic job. You guys are the bomb. Well, hold on. Let me not say that. You guys are the best. We'll just say it like that. You got to be careful of your choice words nowadays.
But isn't it neat to hear Paul on the air? I mean,
it is
something else how life is. Yeah.
And Paul, you said you're from the Philadelphia area, though, right?
Delaware Valley. Call it Delaware Valley. He's from New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey. So that's why he's a Giants fan. Okay. I had to remember. I had to come back to my remembrance. And he called it the Brooklyn Dodgers. Ooh, that's been a while.
So this way you'll understand this way. If you are south of Trenton, you are a Philadelphia fan. If you're north of Trenton, you're usually a New York fan. That's usually separate. Trenton usually separates the two. He lives north of Trenton, so he's a New York fan.
I grew up north of Trenton. My son, who grew up in this town in Hamilton, New Jersey, he's a Philadelphia fan, so we...
No kidding.
Yep.
Yeah, I should talk to him.
Nah, you don't want to talk to him. We don't need you guys getting together on me.
Ganging up on Paul. Yeah, so it's 8:58, Michael.
Well, that's what it all wraps up. That's what all have to say. I thank you very much for coming on with us tonight, Paul. I thank Chris Shaw for doing a good job. I thank my wife for being there and doing a good job. And I thank our listeners who listen, who let us in your home all the time. Thank you for having us in your home. We love doing the show. This is our life. We love entertaining you. And thank you very much, Paul. We'll have to have you back. Paul, we'll definitely have you back.
And thank you to Peter from Spectrum Communications and Gary Foster from Eastside Eyewear and Eliana.
Right.
Yeah. So that's it.
That's it. Wrap it up. And folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Good night.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together. We're polishing up our act.